Amen. And tonight I want to talk about having the right desire in our heart. Amen?
Amen.
The right desire. I want you to look into Romans chapter number 10, and very familiar verse of scripture. And you know, when I get to heaven, I'm gonna call Brother the Apostle Paul, and I'm gonna set up an appointment. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm saying, I'm coming over for lunch, and I don't care what we eat. I just want to sit down and talk. Amen.
Yes,
and and it's gonna take a while too. Amen. You say, preacher, you're crazy. Hey, leave me alone. Amen. Amen. And I've studied this Bible just most of my life. And I thank God for His precious Word.
Amen.
And boy, can you imagine sitting down with Paul?
Yeah. Wow.
Hey, Paul, let's talk about Romans 9 and 10 and 11.
Uh-huh.
And Paul, just talk to me.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Boy, I don't know about you, but I don't want to float on no cloud and play no harp. Amen. Amen. Now, if they'll let me play my mandolin somewhere, I'll do that. Amen. But I'm going to have fun. Amen. Hey, think about going over to Moses' house.
Yeah.
Hey, Moses, what was it like?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
To go across that Red Sea, you know?
Yeah. Come on. Come on.
Yeah. Hey, amen. Hey, our people are going to rejoice in the victories in heaven that we had on this earth.
Yeah.
Hey,
amen.
You remember when you got saved?
Yeah.
Boy. You know what? I'm thinking when I get to heaven, there's going to be bus kids come up.
Uh-huh.
Brother Horton, you remember me?
Yeah.
No. No, I don't remember you. He said, I got saved in your children's church.
Amen.
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 For 19 years, I did children's church. And I loved it. Amen. We saw a lot of kids get saved. Yeah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. And boy, we got to reach them when they're young.
Yes, sir.
That's
right.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Can I tell you what I've noticed? Witnessing the teenagers is getting harder.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
They're into stuff.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
They're controlled by stuff. Amen. Amen. So we need to get them. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Romans chapter 10. Yes, Romans chapter 10. And look at verse 1 there. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. But they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. That's the average fella out there today.
Yes, sir. That's right.
That's not saved. They're going about to establish their own righteousness.
Yep.
For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Praise the Lord. We're not under the ceremonial law anymore, the sacrificial law. Amen. For Christ has once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that He might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
For Christ is the end of the law. Let's pray. Father, we love You tonight. I pray You'd help me to speak. I want to be a blessing. And Lord, I help my mind tonight, Lord, to help me just to think and to be clear and to say the right thing in the right way. And Lord, I just thank You for this conference thus far. But Lord, we need You. And Lord, we can only, without You, we can do nothing. And so we pray for Your presence tonight, Lord. We pray You'd work on hearts and lives and help us as we preach the Word of God. And Father, I pray that You just use Your Word tonight to speak to our hearts. And Lord, we'll give You all the glory for it. Anything that's done is because of You. In Jesus' name, we ask and we pray. Amen. What is missions? Missions is, number one, it's a desire to see people saved.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know, it's so simple. And the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. You know, churches have got away from that. Amen. And hey, I'm not against fellowship and I'm not against socializing with people. But if that's all we do, I mean, we miss it. Amen. Hey, we're the body of Christ and we've been called, amen, to go into a lost and dying world. We're to go out in the highways and hedges and we're to compel them to come in. Amen. Well, boy, just think if we had a church.
Yeah. Come on.
Where everybody got involved.
Amen.
And where everybody gave.
Yep.
And where everybody went soul winning.
Yep.
And where everybody prayed.
Come on.
Come on.
Right.
Yep.
A lot of preachers would die of heart failure.
Watch out.
Now tonight, listen to me. You must be soul conscious.
That's right.
Right.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
There's too many people that are not soul conscious.
Yes, right.
If I'm around you, there's a guy painting my house. I've already found out he's saved.
Amen.
Yeah, come on.
He went there 2 hours, so I talked to him about the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Why? Because that's my job. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Then another guy came up with him, and I found out he had been saved. I talked to him. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And that's our job. We need to be soul conscious.
Yeah.
Turn back to Romans chapter 1, please. Romans chapter number 1. And Romans chapter 1, and I want you to look there at verse number 16. Romans chapter 1 and verse number 16.
Amen.
Now notice what the Bible says here. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek.
Yep. That's right.
Now, can I tell you, first of all, we shouldn't be ashamed of what Jesus did for us. Amen. Hey, if anything, look back in verse 14. I am a debtor. Amen.
Yeah.
To the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and the unwise. And look what Paul says in verse 15. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also.
Yeah.
We got too many people that are not ready.
Come on, preach it.
Amen.
Because
there's no concern about a lost and dying world.
Amen.
So we need, Paul, I love that when Paul said, for as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel. Now listen to me. I've been rescued.
Yes, sir.
Right. Amen.
Yep. Yep.
Come on. Amen.
My grandmother helped in that rescuing process.
Amen.
She took me to church. I went and spent the week with my grandmother. She lived in Grand Prairie over there off of Beltline Road. And Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, my grandmother was faithful. She went to the house of God.
Amen.
Now, she is a Congregational Methodist. They had their doctrine pretty straight except paternal security. But she's in heaven now. She's got it right. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I was 13. She took me to church. Amen.
Right.
Sitting right beside her. That preacher got up and preached the gospel. And God, can I tell you, God began to work on my heart. Amen. I went to the altar that night. I didn't talk to a soul. Nobody showed me how to be saved. But I prayed, oh God, forgive me. I'm such a rotten sinner. I got saved. I'm going to tell you, when I got up, I felt like I was going to float up to the ceiling. Amen. And ever since then, I've had a consciousness of God in my heart. That's how I know I'm saved. Amen. Because He lives inside of me. Amen. The Lord speaks to me. Amen. Now,
David,
we need to have a desire to see our Jerusalem saved.
That's right.
Boy, we just need that.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
And I know this church is busy about that, and your preacher is busy about that, and praise God for that.
Amen.
But not every church is busy about that today.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
In 1 Thessalonians 2:19. Listen to what Paul said. For what is our hope, our joy, our crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at His coming? You see what Paul was saying there? Well, what is my... Can I tell you, Paul had a rough life.
Yes, he did.
Right. Yeah.
Peril, sickness, and shipwreck, and he was beaten, and he was without clothes, naked, and destitute, and having all of that trouble right there. But he said, you know what my crown and joy of rejoicing is? He says, it's you Thessalonians. He said, because I led you to the Lord. Amen. And hey, can you imagine? Hey, can I tell you, I believe when we get to heaven, and I believe when the Lord gathers up everybody that we've led to the Lord, I can't remember remember over all these years who I've led to the Lord. Now I write names down, but after 30 years, the names don't mean anything. I can't see faces anymore. But you see those names, and you think, man, thank God, one day in heaven, all those will get together, and we'll just have a big shouting time. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. And maybe somebody will come and say, thank you, preacher, for coming by and leading me to the Lord. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. I was out in the church parking lot one time. This was years ago. Here come this car in on two wheels in the parking lot. And anyway, come in here and slammed on the brakes. And slammed on the brakes. This guy got out and he said, Brother Harton, you remember me? I said, nope. He said, I lost his name. I have those senior moments in there. Patrick Cadero. He said, my name's Patrick. Oh, Patrick. Then he looked at one of the buddies in his car and he said, this man led me to the Lord in my front yard when I was 10 years old. Amen. I said, I remember you. That's good. Amen. Hey, I got excited about that. I got a thing. He said, you know, my life ain't been what it ought to be. But he said, man, I'm trying to get straight. Amen. And I said, well, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. We all have a desire to see people get saved.
Yeah, amen.
Yes.
Yep.
That's right.
And we ought to be willing to go.
Amen.
Amen. Romans 9:3 says, for I could wish myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. I don't know whether I could say that or not. I'm being honest with you.
Yes, sir.
Paul had a tremendous burden for his people.
Yes, sir.
Why did he have such a burden? Hell is real.
Yes, sir.
That's right. That's right.
They're still burning in hell.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's right.
Cain's still there tonight.
Yes, sir. Yeah, come on.
Hitler's still there.
Yep. Come on.
Saddam Hussein is there.
Yep.
But that guy who thought he was just going to get to heaven by good works, he's there too.
Yes, sir. Right.
That rich man in Luke 16, he's still there.
Come on. Right.
Hell is just as hot as it has always been.
Right.
I got upset. There was a Southern Baptist preacher who was a comedian. I forget his name right now. But I heard him one time, and he was making fun of preachers that preach on hell.
Yeah.
And I thought, how dumb.
Yeah.
How dumb that is.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, you can't make it hot enough.
Nope.
Hey, if I could describe hell to you tonight in my best ability, I wouldn't do it justice, amen. Can I tell you, there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, because when somebody dies without Christ, they're going to split hell wide open, amen.
Yeah.
Hey, you just think about the great white throne judgment in Revelation chapter 20 over there.
Yep.
Come on.
Yeah.
When Jesus sets on the white throne.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the dead are raised up out of hell. And everybody that's ever lived, that's unsaved, is going to go before Jesus at the great white throne judgment.
That's right.
The books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. And they were judged out of the things which are written in the books according to their works.
Yep.
And death and hell and the sea gave up the dead which were in it.
Yes,
come on.
Sir. Come on.
Can you imagine? Now, can you imagine seeing somebody... I think we're going to witness that. Can you imagine seeing a kinfolk or neighbor or somebody that that's there, and I believe they're going to fall on their face and say, oh God, have mercy. He says, too late.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
It's too late.
Yep.
You had Moses and the prophets.
Uh-huh.
Remember that?
Yep.
You had Moses and the prophets, and send Lazarus. Well, no, even if one returned from the dead, if they won't listen to Moses and the prophets, then they wouldn't get saved if one came from the dead.
Yep.
Come on.
I often think, Brother Ward, who's going to pass by that's going to point a finger at me?
Yeah. Preach.
You were a Christian?
Yeah.
Right.
Do it all along.
You were saved?
Mm-hmm.
And you knew Jesus?
Go on,
why didn't you tell me?
Right.
You see, some of them don't like it now.
Yeah.
Right.
Some of them don't like it now.
Right.
Because of their sin in their life.
Yep.
But I guarantee you, but if I've told them.
Yeah.
Yep. Sorry.
Yeah.
If I've told them, amen.
Yep.
They're not going to be able to point at me.
Yep.
Right.
The Lord's going to say this. You remember Thursday night?
Yep.
Amen.
Yeah.
2003? When Brother Horton came to your door,
yeah,
and he knocked on your door and he asked you if you died today, would you go to heaven? You said, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
Go on, I don't want to talk to you.
Come on, preacher.
Now, most people are friendly. I know one guy out where I visit, a bus route. I knocked on his door one Saturday morning and he said, how'd you get in my yard? I said, what do you mean? I'm here busy for the church. He said, get out of here. I said, wait a minute, sir. I'm just a preacher. He said, didn't you not understand what I said? I said, yeah, I heard you. He said, get out of here. I said, would you take this track? I don't give up easy. He said, would you take this track? He said, look, get out of here.
Yep.
Yeah, come on.
If I'm at the Great White Throne Judgment.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
And he'll be there.
That's right.
I'm praying he gets saved. Amen?
Yes,
man. Yeah. I'm praying he gets saved. But if he don't get saved and he's there, guess what? Yep. He's not going to be able to point at me and say, right. Hey, preacher. Right? I said, you ran me off.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yep. Come on.
Tell it.
Yep.
Come on, preacher.
Yeah. Lord have mercy.
You see, I'm afraid today a lot of people are just playing church.
Yeah, yeah. Come on.
There it is. Oh, yeah, preacher.
That's it. The bottom line is people are dying and going to hell.
Yeah, right.
Paul said, my brethren, my heart's desire to God for Israel.
Yep.
Yeah.
I want them to get saved.
Amen. 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 That's right.
I want them to get saved.
Amen.
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 Amen. Now, in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 4, you have turned to all these, I'll read them. Who will have all men to be saved,
yep,
and to come into the knowledge of the truth. I guess you figured out I'm not a Calvinist, not a hyper-Calvinist.
No,
2 Peter 2, 9-3-9 says, the Lord is not slack concerning His promises. Some men count slackness, but His long-suffering to us were not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That means everybody. God wants everybody. He wants the Muslims and the Indians, and, amen, and the Navajos and the Mexicans and the Croatians. He wants everybody to be saved.
Yep,
boy, if we could just get a hold of that.
Yeah, come on.
If we could just get a hold of that,
amen,
it would change our lives.
Amen.
And realize every person we meet is going to spend eternity someplace. Right. And yep, we need to tell them about Jesus.
Yep.
I wish I could tell you I've told everybody I could, but I can't say that. And I don't think you could say it either. At times I've gotten cold feet and I've had to repent and ask God to forgive me. Amen. There's a few times that I remember one day I'm just trying to get to your heart tonight.
Yep. Well,
I was driving by the park that's in our town and there was a lady out there swinging. I mean, she was an adult just by herself swinging in the park. And I drove by and I didn't think nothing about it. I said, well, that's nice, you know. And the Lord said, why don't you go turn around and go give her a track? Oh, and the Lord, you know, boy, we're good at making excuses, aren't we? And the Lord, I said, well, but you know, Lord, she's just a woman out there by herself. He said, but you know when God speaks to you.
Uh-huh. Yep.
That still small voice speaks to your heart and says, you.
Amen.
I want you to go back and give her a track.
Yep.
I said, okay. So I turned my car around. I've done that many times.
Uh-huh.
Turn my car around, went back, park. Here I am walking across there, and that lady's out there swinging. She's looking at me like, who was this man? Well, hey, I'm Pastor Harden. I'm from our church. I just thought I'd come by and give you a gospel track. And I said, let me ask you a question. If you died today, would you go to heaven? She said, no. Could I show you? Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
What if I hadn't obeyed God?
Yeah, tell it.
Yep.
Yeah. Amen.
What if I hadn't obeyed God?
Yeah, come on.
Amen.
I believe this. There's people you can win, nobody else can win.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I believe that.
Yep.
I believe there's people that God wants you to speak to.
Amen.
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 Yes, sir.
Woo, preacher, that's kind of rough. Hey,
no, come on.
That's where we live. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Now, so we see. First of all, Paul had a desire to see people saved.
That's right.
He had a desire to see people. Don't lose that desire. Cultivate that desire.
Amen.
Work on that desire. Think about that desire. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Mine eye affecteth mine heart.
That's right.
Amen. I can't go to where there's a large crowd without thinking how many of those people are saved. It just hits me. Amen.
Yep.
Number two, I want to talk about the doctrine of missions. I want you to look in verse number 4. And I already mentioned this, but I want to mention, I want to go back to Romans 10. And I lost my place, but I'll get back there. Romans 10, and I want you to look at verse 4. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. You know why we need missionaries? That we don't need any more religion.
Right, yeah.
I mean, boy, did you see them over there in Croatia and all those priests marching up and down the street, you know? And they got their shrines and all of that stuff. Anywhere you go in the world, just about, you're going to find religion.
Yep.
And you know what's sad? Most of them are more dedicated to their religion than we are to ours.
Yeah,
I mean, they go in. I mean, they just spend hours and stuff doing crazy stuff. Amen. But we got some folks you can't even get them to come to church. Amen. And they say they're born again. Amen. But you know what they need to hear? They need to hear not of works.
That's right.
Yeah. Lest any man should boast.
That's right.
That's it.
Yep.
Hey, how many times, brother, have we went out and witnessed somebody and they said, well, wait, I'm pretty good.
That's right. Yep.
Yep.
I try to be good to people. I try to help people. You know, I've heard that a jillion times.
Come on.
But that's why they, nobody is going to heaven.
Nope.
Because of anything they did, except trust Jesus as their Savior. None. I don't care if they gave money. None of works. Lest any man should boast.
Right. That's right.
I believe in eternal security. Once saved, always saved. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
That's just a good old Bible truth and doctrine.
Amen.
We're not under the law anymore.
Amen.
We don't have to bring a sacrifice.
Amen. Amen.
Come on.
But the world, there's only two plans of salvation, really. There's only two. One's works, the other's grace.
Yep. That's right, Mom.
And I got in by grace.
Amen.
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 Aren't you glad?
Amen.
I'm glad I don't have to go in no booth and confess my sins to somebody who's probably a worse sinner than me. Amen. 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 Hey, I'm glad I don't have to march around some kind of little tundra deal and ring a little bell and, you know, and try to think, well, you know, this is going to get me into heaven. Amen. How sad that is. Amen. But you know what? The doctrine of missions is that it's not of works, it's of grace.
That's right.
And that's what people need to hear.
Yep.
Amen. They need to hear. For by grace are you saved.
Right.
Through faith, that not of yourself.
Yeah.
It is a gift of God. Gift of God.
Yeah.
It's a gift. You can't earn it. It's the gift of God. Amen. It's free.
Amen.
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 Yep.
Yes. Amen.
That's why we need missionaries.
Amen.
Now,
yes, sir.
Because if our gospel be hid, the Bible says it's hid to them that are lost.
Yes,
and then notice that in verse number 8, in verse 10, it says, but what saith I? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. Amen.
Come on.
Therefore, being justified by faith. By faith. Hey, what have I got to do to be saved? Put your faith and trust in the person and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Amen. Hey, that's why we need mission. They don't know. They're not hearing that. They've never heard that. They need somebody to wake them up. Amen. And all right, listen, you can't save anybody.
That's right.
But we can tell them the truth. Amen.
Yes,
Jesus said, you shall know the truth.
Amen.
And the truth shall set you free.
Yeah.
I'm glad that I heard the truth one night. Amen. I'm glad that when the Amen. I'm glad I heard the truth that Jesus died for sinners. And that, amen. And He'll save us to the uttermost. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Look in verse 9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Amen.
The gospel is our object of faith.
That's right.
Jesus was crucified. He was buried. He died. He buried. And he rose again.
Amen.
You can't be saved unless you believe in the resurrection.
Right. Yep. That's
what the Bible says. We must believe that he is. Amen.
Yep. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
But people haven't heard that.
Yep. Yeah.
You go down to Mexico in one of their big cathedrals, and guess what you're going to see?
Mm-hmm.
A dead Jesus laying in a casket.
That's right.
And people coming up and just like worshiping like an idol.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
How sad that is. Brother, he's alive.
Amen.
Amen.
And he ever lived to make intercession for us. Can I tell you? What a wonderful story.
Amen.
What a wonderful message we have.
Yep.
Hey, it's liberating.
Amen.
Amen. It's saved. Can I tell you, there's power. It's the dynamite of God.
Yep.
Amen. Amen. There's power in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Can I tell you, it has saved drunks. It has changed lives.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
That's
right.
I like it.
Yeah. We go to the prison when we can. And Brother Fogg's going with us. And boy, I like to go to the prison and work.
Amen.
Yep.
Boy, captive audience. Amen.
Yes,
I like it. Amen. Captive audience. Amen.
Yes, sir.
We go in the dorms and we get to witness to them and talk to them. And you know what? Because I know there's people in there that don't know how to get saved.
Right, that's right.
Yep.
That's right.
But I come to tell them how.
Amen. Amen.
I can't save them, but I come to tell them.
Amen.
You see, you
got to
get the desire.
That's right. That's right.
You got to get the desire.
Amen.
In your heart.
Yes, sir.
Yep. That's right.
I remember we was working SEG unit in Amarillo one time, and we could only talk through a little old crack in the door. We worked all day long. I was so wore out. No chairs in there. Going to cell after cell and talking to them through that little crack in the door. You had to talk loud because they couldn't hear. But two of them heard a gospel message.
Amen. Yeah.
And got saved.
Amen.
That I talked to that day.
Amen.
Man, if anybody needed the gospel, it's in poor old souls in SEG unit.
Yep.
They're locked in there. Their food's put in there through a hole in the wall. Amen.
Yeah.
Come
on.
But Jesus saves.
Amen.
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 Yep.
Hey, that's why we need missionaries.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
You know, every once in a while you hear a preacher say, well, you know, we got too many missionaries over there. Get out of here.
Yeah.
What a stupid statement.
Yes,
amen.
Yeah.
You go down in Mexico and ask some of the missionaries if there are enough missionaries down there.
Yeah.
There's towns down there that doesn't have a gospel witness, amen. There's thousands of people that have never heard about Jesus, amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I like them when I always try to tell them what I think when they say something like that.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Boy, Croatia needs more missionaries.
Amen.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen. Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Denton, Texas needs more missionaries.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, come on.
Emmanuel Baptist Church in Decatur, Texas.
Yeah.
Come on.
Needs more missionaries.
Yep. Amen.
Do you have that desire in your heart?
Come on, preacher.
Do you have that desire? I believe this. If you don't have a desire to see people saved, you're not right with God.
Yep.
That's right. That's right.
Yes, because that's the heartbeat of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I mean, it's just, wow.
Yep. That's it.
Nothing's more important.
That's right. That's right.
Than bringing people to Christ and getting the gospel out.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we see the desire for missions, and we see the doctrine of missions is to give them the gospel.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Tell them they don't have to work their way. It's been paid for.
That's right.
It's free. All they have to do is call upon Him in faith. And then I want you to see, last of all, the directive of missions. Look in verse number 14, please. How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? Wow. How shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed?
Amen. Come on, preach.
The devil is a master at hiding the gospel from people. In their lost condition. 2 Corinthians 4:3, I said it a while ago, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. In whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
Yes, come on.
Man, we have the light, don't we?
Amen. Yeah, man.
Yep.
That's right.
And all we got to do is cut the light on. Amen.
Right.
I remember in 1995, I was privileged to go to Romania, and I was over there for about 10 days, and we were passing out. Of course, I couldn't speak Romanian, but we were passing out by. We had a big old trailer full of Bibles, and we got rid of every one of them. I don't know how many thousands of Bibles we had. We'd go to the market, and they'd flood us, and they'd just get those Bibles and everything. And I got to preach on a Sunday night, and I remember there was a good crowd there. And when they gave the invitation, and I was working through an interpreter, an 80-year-old lady stood up. And they said, well, here's what they said. If you trusted Christ as your Savior tonight, or you want to be saved, would you stand up? And an 80-year-old lady stood up and got saved.
Amen.
That made my whole trip right there.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
We rescued.
Yep.
Yeah.
We rescued.
That's right.
Amen.
We rescued.
Amen.
Yep.
Right. That's right.
The perishing.
Amen.
Yep. That's right.
You see, I don't think we look at, oh yeah, somebody got saved.
Yeah, come on.
You know the old timers that have shouting spells. Amen. Hey, we've lost it. Amen. I mean, we've lost it. Amen. I mean, some of them old ladies when their husband gets saved, boy, that man, they cut loose they'd scream and holler and jump up and down and say, "Woo, glory to God!" Amen. We've lost something. Some of you are not old enough, but I'm telling you, we've lost something.
Yep. That's right. That's right, preacher. Come on.
Amen.
Yep.
Boy, can I tell you, when's the last time you seen somebody get saved down to altar and then their family coming weeping with them? Amen.
Come on.
Amen. We've lost something.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Have we become too casual?
Come on.
God help us tonight.
Amen.
There's rejoicing in heaven over one.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah. Well, the bus kid got saved. Well, okay.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, preach.
Yeah.
Preach it.
Yeah. No, amen. We ought to be thrilled. Amen.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 We need to listen. The directive of mission is, how shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? Secondly, Romans 10:14, how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard?
That's right, Christian. That's right. Amen.
In whom they have not heard. And you never know when somebody hears what's going to happen in their life.
Right.
D.L. Moody went to England and he took Ira Sankey with him. They went to a gypsy camp, Brother Ward. They held a revival and they had a lot of the gypsies saved. And when they were leaving, they got up on a buggy and they were leaving on the buggy or the wagon. A little gypsy boy climbed up in the wagon. Brother Ira Sankey put his hands on the little gypsy boy's head and said, "Oh God, make this boy a preacher."
Amen.
It was Gypsy Smith.
Amen.
Amen.
He became an evangelist and preached all around the world.
Yep.
You know what would be good? If y'all win one of those Croatians,
right,
and they'd become a great evangelist.
Amen.
A Croatian evangelist.
Amen.
to win his own people for Christ.
Amen.
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 Hey, that's why we need missions. Amen.
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 Yep.
Yeah.
Come on, preach.
That's good.
Right now on the Navajo Reservation, something wonderful is happening. Some of you know Brother Mark Haynes, Brother Joe Haynes. But you know what's happening out there now? Those national Navajos are getting saved. They're going to Bible college.
Yep.
And they're pastoring their own churches.
Amen.
Yep. Come on, man.
Glory to God.
Isn't that good?
Amen.
Boy, don't that excite you? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We go out there every year and I love it. Amen. I just preach like I do here. Amen. And boy, I remember we went to Pinon last year, and man, Me and Brother Joe, we went there. There was about 20 people out there, and I preached on hell. And you know what? There was two Navajos that got saved.
Amen.
Boy, wasn't that good. I tell you, that made my whole trip right there. Amen. They got rescued.
Yep. That's right.
Did you know their name was on the lid? They were hellbound sinners.
Yeah, come on.
Yes, sir.
It's scarce to know how close some people are to hell.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Come on, preacher.
But they got rescued.
Amen.
Amen.
If you saw a drowning man out at the lake and you was a good lifeguard, wouldn't you swim out and get him?
Uh-huh. Amen.
And you know what? It wouldn't matter, would it, how cold the water was?
Right.
It wouldn't matter what nationality they were. Amen. There's somebody that needs to be rescued.
Yep.
Hey, that's what you got to look at missions at. There's people that need to be rescued. Amen.
That's right, preacher.
Amen.
I wish I could say we could win them all, but we're not. But we can win some.
Yep.
Amen. And to that one that gets saved, it's going to be worth it all.
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh yeah.
Amen. Amen. If that one gets saved, how shall they believe on him in whom they have not heard? And then, how shall they hear without a preacher?
Yeah.
Yep.
Without a preacher.
Yeah.
One of my heroes is Dr. L.H. Ashcraft. I don't know if you ever knew Brother Ashcraft. Brother Ward, did you ever know Brother L.H. Ashcraft? Do you know Tommy Ashcraft? Amen. It was his dad. He would come to our church. And 1975, he would come to our church. He had a crippled arm. The Arlington, the Baptist College or Seminary, the mission board would not let him go to Mexico. They would not support him because he had a crippled arm.
Wow.
He'd come in our church and take over. He was the best preacher, but he is on a mission.
Amen.
He had a program called Peso Partners. Peso Partners. I mean, you give money, you know, pesos. And he said, and you know what? He was trying to start a Bible college and train young people for Christ. Amen. And boy, what a man. He died. He didn't have nothing. His wife joined our church after he died. He didn't have nothing. But can I tell you, he's got a lot in heaven.
Yeah.
Amen.
His son, Brother Tommy, took over the work. They already had the Bible Institute going. Do you know how many churches they've started in Mexico now? 200.
Amen.
A little old guy with a crippled arm.
Yep. Amen.
Never really learned the language like he should. That's what his son says.
Yeah.
Dad, he still don't have it right. But look what,
amen.
Because he had a desire.
Yep.
Yeah,
amen.
Come on, please.
He had a desire to see those people.
Amen.
Get saved.
Amen.
One of my good friends was Dr. Tom Sloan. Dr. Tom Sloan was in Chiapas, Mexico. Dr. Sloan got Parkinson's disease, and he got where he was pretty sick man, but he would not come off the field.
Amen.
He died on the field.
Yep.
That's where his heart was.
That's right.
Those Indian people down there, those Mexicans, he had a heart.
Yep.
Yep.
Ask God tonight to give you a heart.
Yeah.
You know, our heart can get hard.
Yes,
it can get
sir.
Cold.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But ask God tonight to give you a heart for souls.
Yes,
amen.
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 Do you pray for your missionaries?
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on, sir.
Boy, they need prayer.
Yes.
Amen.
Brother Paulician, I've known you enough. I'm going to pray for you, brother, when you get down there.
Amen.
You'll never hear my prayers, but I'm going to pray for you, your family. I got a missionary I'm thinking of right now. I prayed for him. He's off the field now, but I prayed for him the whole time he's on the field. He's never known that I prayed for him.
Amen.
Never known that. He don't have to know it.
Nope.
Right.
I said, God bless him.
Amen.
God do something in our hearts.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer for Israel.
Yeah.
You see, before we can do anything, it's got to come from our heart.
That's right. Yeah.
There's got to be a desire.
Hey.
That's right.
To see people get saved.
Amen.
Once you start seeing people get saved, it does something to you. You know, you kind of, yes.
Yes, sir.
Amen. It's like catching fish. You catch one, you're going to catch another one. Amen. You catch another one, you say, how much is too many? I don't know. Long as they're biting, I'm going to stay here. Amen. Long as they're biting, I'm going to fish. Amen. And then the duration of missions, I won't have you turn there, but in Isaiah 6:9, God told Isaiah, and he said, go and tell this people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Then said I, Lord, how long? And he answered, until the cities be wasted without inhabitant, and the houses without man, and the land be utterly desolate. He said, you just keep on preaching until there's not anybody left.
Amen.
That's right.
Say not, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already unto harvest.
Yep.
I'm glad that I have had a part all these years in keeping missionaries on the field.
Amen.
And enabling them to go. I don't know how much money over these last 44 years that me and my wife have given to missions. I'm not going to count it up, and I don't think it's important. I might get proud about that. Amen. But thank God I was able to do that.
Amen.
Where's your desire at tonight?
Yeah.
Now let me say this, and I'll close. I met with my one of my men this morning. We was going over our mission budget. We need $9,210 a month to support our missionaries. We need at least $1,800 a week, every week, to support our missionaries. We're looking to take on 4 new missionaries.
Amen.
And we were sitting down seeing if we're going to, and you know what it looks like we're going to be able to do? We're going to take on 4 new missionaries.
Amen.
Because God will bless that.
That's right.
Amen.
We've got to get those people to the field.
Yep. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. How shall they hear?
Yep.
Yeah. That's right.
How shall they go unless they be sent?
Oh.
That's what mission is all about tonight. Yes, you know, it's just about keeping people out of hell.
Amen.
God hadn't called me to go to Croatia. He's called Brother Sam back there.
Yep.
I got to help him get there.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Brother Paulish, and he's going down there to Uruguay. I got to help him get down there.
Yep.
That's right.
Thank God. Amen.
Yes,
to have a part. Let's pray. Father, tonight would you work on our hearts? And Lord, would you work on my heart? Please don't let it get hard. Lord, help me to remember the value of a soul. Whether it be a pygmy in Africa or somebody that lives in Iran, dear God, please help us to be soul conscious. Give us the right desire in our heart tonight in this matter of mission giving and wanting to see people get saved. Now, Lord, I pray that you'd bless everyone here, speak to their heart. Use them, help them, lead us, dear Jesus. If there's one here without Christ, you can get saved tonight. Jesus died for you. He paid your sin debt. And if you'll come to Him in faith and repent of your lost condition, you can be saved. Father, bless now the invitation. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. While we stand, please, would you let the Lord have His way tonight, please? Would you come? Let the Lord have His way tonight. God spoke to your heart.